from Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
On the show with us right now, you might have seen him floating around YouTube and Facebook. He's a sensation on both those socials. He's an actor and a comedian, Alex Williamson. Morning, Alex.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, we are fantastic. How are you, the loosest Aussie bloke, Alex? Now, I'm going to tell you how I come to know about you. My son is a massive fan because I was watching TV one night and he's listening to something on there. What the hell are you listening to? And it was the old Aussie Bogan commentating of the football.
Oh, yeah, they like that. Yeah. No, it's a scary thing. The kids can get a hold of the phone these days.
Oh, he's my kid, but he's 19, so he's old enough.
Oh, that's good. That's all right.
Now, mate, what got you interested in sort of making YouTube videos and stuff for Facebook and acting like a bit of a larrikin?
I guess just trying to dodge the 9-to-5 game. You know, I never wanted to work 9-to-5 ever in my life because I have zero work ethic. I just get fired from any job ever. But if I work for myself, I probably won't fire myself. So I just thought if I can create something from nothing on the internet, which is what people seem to be doing on the internet, I'll try my hand at that and seem to have come off somehow. And yeah, a couple of people check it out and it's all good.
Now, one of the first videos you did was 2010, Alex's sweet AFL Dream Team. Tell us how that came about.
Well, people were obsessed with the online fantasy competition.
Yeah.
And I became obsessed with it too, you know. Like, I wouldn't be focusing on my actual footy. I'd be just getting the game, get the team sorted for the weekend online. And I thought, I'm just going to play into that and just try and make some videos that revolve around some sort of psychotic character that doesn't feed his pets and stuff because he's too addicted with his dream team. And that seemed to tickle people around Australia, and they enjoyed it, a few of the obsessive ones. And then I sort of branched out and took the piss out of Benny Cousins.
Why wouldn't you?
Who doesn't?
When his escapades, and he's still, I don't know what he's doing now, but I think it'd just be tragic if I took the piss out of him now. But back then it was funny. I
have a feeling he could be behind bars currently, Alex.
Something like that.
Now, what made you sort of, I suppose, getting into doing shows live as well? Because you come into Bundy to the Moncrief on the 22nd of October. You're going to be doing a live show in front of an audience. What's that sort of transition like from doing a video to a stage show?
Well, I just like to meet interesting people. I like to get out there like the old presidents of America touring the country of old, just shaking hands with the good folk.
And like Donald Trump?
Yeah, like that. No, I said the good folk, not the bad ones.
Okay, so on the night, what can we expect? Is it a lot of your YouTube videos? Will that be what we see on stage? Because it's damn funny.
Yeah, I'm sort of telling the stories. There's a bit more personal stuff. It's a bit, you see the videos online, they're sort of always characters, and they're not necessarily representations of me, but, you know, a bit of me comes out of them. But if you want to hear the real sort of stories from my life, then you come and see me on stage and you'll hear some sick ones.
When I told my girlfriend I was having a chat to you, and my girlfriend and Trace's other daughter,
yeah,
are actually fans of yours, and they're like, oh my god, we love him. We were having dinner the other week and I said, oh, he's coming to Bundy. She's like, oh, I love him, we have to go. I said, well, I thought you're supposed to love me. And I said, oh, if I take you, this could be really awkward because you're a good looking bloke as well, so you might be able to take her.
Oh, Bryce, he's got a crush.
you got to acknowledge a good looking man.
No, that's all right, because usually the blokes that have a crush on 14-year-old boys going, I love you, shooter. That's all I get.
Now, have you been to Bundaberg before?
I haven't, actually. No, I haven't been. No, I haven't been before. I've always certainly had Bundy rum.
Yeah.
I imagine that's from there, and that's a thing of the town, and that gets some of the people, locals, angry.
Now, what do you want to know about Bundy?
Well, I just thought it's the sort of thing that gets anyone angry, and I think even it'd be a funny premise imagining Gundy on Bundy, because I think Gundy would even want to fight people. You know?
I just thought the loosest Aussie bloke might be, you know, I thought you might have been a Bundy, and that's where that character came about.
I am, actually. No, I'll be going to the distillery. Yeah.
Definitely.
Just for a visit, right?
You get free samples there, Alex.
Just for a sleepover, yeah.
Yeah, if you're cheap, you go there for the samples, that's for sure. Make sure you grab your tickets, though. They're not too badly priced as well. You can get them from the Moncrief, or of course we'll be giving some away later. Alex Williamson, of course, you can catch him on YouTube. Over 500,000 followers, nothing to mess about with. Thanks, mate, for the chat this morning.
Anytime, guys. Good on you. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.